This is Akashvani. The news read by Anucha Kumar. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee kept the repo rate unchanged for seventh time in a row. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das today announced the monetary policy statement and kept the repo rate at 6.5%. He said in the current financial year, the real GDP rate is expected at 7%, while CPI inflation at 4.5%. Mr. Das said India's foreign exchange reserves reached an all-time high of $645.6 billion as of 29th of March 2024. Global trade is expected to improve in 2024, but remain below average, he added. On domestic front, the governor said demand is increasing in rural areas, the unorganized sector is improving, and investment is increasing. About international scenario, he said, geopolitical conditions and high levels of public debt in emerging economies are of great concern. Campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is gaining momentum in various parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address election rallies for party candidates in Rajasthan's Churu today. Tomorrow he will be in Pushkar. Yesterday, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed the nomination rally in Chittorgarh. The Election Commission will today organize a conference with municipal commissioners and selected district election officers from 11 states which had the lowest voter turnout in the last general election. The meeting to be held in New Delhi will discuss ways to step up voter turnout in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. The meeting will deliberate and prepare targeted and specific action plans to address the issue of low voter turnout in certain urban and rural areas. According to the Election Commission, the conference will be attended by municipal commissioners of Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Pune, Thane, Nagpur, Patna Sahib, Lucknow and Kanpur, as well as selected district election commissioners of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. The conference will be chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanish Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu. Mr. Kumar on many occasions highlighted the challenge of urban apathy and migration from rural areas as reasons for low participation. Scrutiny of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place today, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where it will be held tomorrow. Filing of nominations for this phase ended yesterday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. The Central Board of Secondary Education has introduced changes in assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions or any other type in Class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40% to 50%. On the other hand, the constructed response questions, including short answer questions and long answer type questions, as per the existing pattern, have been reduced from 40% to 30% in the 2024-25 academic sessions. The evaluation percentage for the select response type questions will remain the same, which is 20%. However, no changes have been made to the composition of question papers for year-end examination for classes 9 and 10 for the new academic session 2024-25. Young Indian badminton player Anmol Kharab advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals along with four other Indian players at the Kazakhstan International Challenge in Astana yesterday. She defeated Nurani Rattu Azhara of UAE in straight games 21-11, 21-7. Besides Anmol, shuttlers Devika Sihag, former national champion Anupama Upadhyay, 7-seed Tania Hemant and Isha Rani Barua also entered into quarters. In mixed doubles, the pairs of Rohan Kapoor and Rutvija Shivani Gadde, Abhyuday Chaudhary and Vaishnavi Khadgikar, Sanjay Srivastav Dhanraj and Manisha K. Zaukuselye and Alisha Khan also progressed to the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.